The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It is 5 p.m. here. I guess it's 7 p.m. there, so I hope you've had a good day. People that know me know that I do this little practice before I sit. I call the bridge. And when I was a monk, we always chanted. In some traditions, they bow. In some traditions, they walk. Because I feel that, you know, you have your day, your week, and all of a sudden you're going to silence. And that transition sometimes is a little difficult. So let's just do a tiny bit of movement. So if you can, if you are physically able, put your fingers on your shoulders. And with your elbows, make some nice circles. Sort of 3 to 4 times one way, 3 to 4 times the other way. Take some nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. I know masks are not comfortable. Put your right hand on your left knee. And just give a very gentle spinal twist. Take a deep breath in. And breathe out back to center. And a deep breath in. Other side. Deep breath in. And a deep breath out, back to center. So being grateful for the Ohlone people of the San Francisco area and all indigenous group, Ojibwe, that have stewarded the land. Being grateful for the Sangha, I have so much love for Common Ground and the privilege that we have enough time, enough health to be able to practice. Throughout the years, I have noticed that whether subtly or not subtly, people want to relax when they meditate. Sometimes it's an unconscious or some unnamed wish that the meditation be a pleasant experience. And as many of us know, meditation can be all sorts of things. When teachers say, open to the present moment, I used to think, okay, well, if I open to this unpleasant feeling, then maybe it'll get better. Whether in patient endurance. Kantiko bhavana, the cultivation of patience, is good enough. So if that happens to you today, that's a blessing. If something pleasant happens, that is a blessing. And we can take the route of having a anchor, like your breath, where we can have open awareness. But whatever we do, just to invite humility, to invite, you know, just an openness. To how things are at this very moment. So let's start to finish the bridge, which is just listen to the sounds that you hear in the room of Common Ground. Just take a couple of minutes to use your ears and just be aware of the sounds outside of the building and inside of the building. Just listen. Just now, how you listened with your ears. Let's do a body awareness. Let's start with the sitting bones. Feeling the contact of the cushion or the chair. Listening to your right foot. What information are you getting from your right foot right now? Let's switch with loving attention to your left foot. Is this sensation unpleasant? Is the sensation on your left foot pleasant? Is it neither? Or is it both? What information can you gather? Your left foot, what is it touching? Just with the same quality of listening, it's just there. Not a lot of effort, just listening. We know the spine, such an important part of our bodies. What information are you gathering from your spine just at this very moment? In the lower back area. There's something unpleasant. Allowing compassion to come in, which is wishing that part of their body healing. As you travel through the spine, go to the middle of your back. Now listen to your upper back. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, mixture. The right shoulder could talk to you, what would it say? Now listen to the left shoulder. This body that changes. Maybe you've heard that time is an illusion and time and space is this matrix and blah, blah, blah. And we have this clock. We have the moon, we have the earth that's a clock, and we have this body. has a beginning in youth, has a middle, and he has an end. Because his body is this clock, we can get attached to the concept of time. So what is this clock experiencing right now? How can an entire system be receptive? Like an old-fashioned satellite dish. You can get any programs in there. Mysteries, tragedies, telenovelas, comedies, music. What is your system experiencing right now? It's like a curiosity. No effort needed. No medals being given tonight. The thoughts that get registered. For something to be an emotion, it has to be felt in the body. If there is an emotion in the body, in the mind, citta in Pali, what is that emotion? How can we lovingly listen to it? As we continue this time in community and in silence, pick an anchor if you need it. Loving kindness, continue paying attention to your body. Just if you pay attention to your hands for the next 20 minutes, it's quite interesting. We'll continue to have this openness, this awareness, this receptivity. As we wind down our time in silence, let's all do a community anapanasati, awareness of our breath. So if you need to finish whatever practice you were doing, do that. And just how you had the ability to listen to the sounds inside and outside. Let's finish as a community paying attention, listening to our breath. A symbol of life. This is what is keeping us physically here, this breath. What is the quality of the inhalation today, this moment? Notice the space between the inhalation and the exhalation for a couple of rounds. Just pay attention to that pause. And it'll give particular attention to the exhalation. And all the places in your being where the breath is registering. Isn't that beautiful? We have nothing to do right now except listen to the breath. What I mean by listening is this loving attention. We have this beautiful privilege right now to notice how we inhale, the transition before the exhalation. That's all. Not demanding to relax, not demanding for anything, just paying attention. In what places is that inhalation being registered in your consciousness? And as we finish, taking a time to consider common ground and all the people that make it happen, all the resources that common ground provides to the community. Bring to mind the blessings of your life. If you know that you will probably have food tomorrow, picture where that food is. Is it in a refrigerator? On shelves? Just take it to heart how beautiful it is to have some food. thinking of the clothing that protects you and covers you. Do you have a closet with clothes? And just being mindful that this is a blessing. If you have more than one pair of shoes, picture the ceiling and the roof of the shelter that you usually have. In Spanish, it's just one word, techo. So if you've got a techo, taking that blessing into your heart. If you've got some medicine, maybe you don't have everything that you need, but is there something that helps your healing? Bring that into your mind. For everything else, maybe you're fortunate enough to have one person that cares about you in your life. Bring that person to the room next to you. Maybe somebody that has passed. If you've been fortunate enough to love someone in this lifetime, just take them into your heart. And with that, let's take your final breaths as we finish this communal silent time. And when you feel comfortable, open your eyes if they were closed. And as I go get a drink, please stretch if you need to.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.